welcome to the Super Marcy Super Podcast. I am internet superstar and all-around cool guy and DVD pub critic, Andre Menso from Arrow in the Head, and I'm taking over the podcast.
You stole my show.
It's mine now.
How dare you?
It's
my
easy.
Show has been stolen. And I actually have someone on who's not called Steven.
Yeah, fuck Steven.
Yeah, there's two of them, so fuck them both.
Fuck them both. Both of you, Stevens.
Fuck.
Sorry, Steven. I don't really know you.
Steven.
Yeah. Cool.
Because apparently I
no
only
offense.
Like having Stevens on my show, but that is now not the case.
That's right. We're breaking mold here, and we're blazing a new trail.
Yes, that we are. So. Super podcast, tackling all the super topics.
What are these super topics?
Well, I think I might just start to grill you. What's your all-time favorite movie?
Oh, I thought you were going to grill me. That's not really grilling.
I have to start off really gentle.
My all-time favorite movie, you already know the answer to the question. You did a little bit of homework.
Backdoor Sluts 5?
My all-time favorite movie is Batman 89 with Michael Keaton, the Tim Burton film. Love it.
Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker.
Yeah, all-time favorite movie. And that kind of got bagged out by Steven on my last episode, which was not very nice.
Are you kidding me?
He didn't like
Batman 89?
No, he said he was not impressed with the Tim Burton Batman movies.
Wow, that's crazy.
To be honest, I don't really enjoy any of those old Batman movies. Even the Tim Burton ones, don't really care about them.
If it wasn't for those, there would never have been a Dark Knight, and there never would have been a Batman Begins. I firmly believe that.
Well, I did not agree with him at all. I do think he's wrong in his dislike. Well, I don't know if he dislikes them that much, but he's wrong.
Well, I mean, they're two totally different types of movies. I mean, when I watched The Dark Knight the first time, as soon as I came out, I said, I don't know if I like it more than Batman 89, but they're two totally different movies. Like, Batman 89 really captures the comic book style when it feels like a dark twist on the original comic book, whereas The Dark Knight is not just like a good superhero movie. It's a great movie that happens to have superheroes in it, so they're two totally different tones and two totally different vibes, but anybody who doesn't like Burton's Batman,
go
I
fuck
meant
yourself.
To fuck you, Stephen, if that's the case.
Fuck you, Stephen, he heard that.
Yeah.
That's right. He's already probably planning his retaliation.
Oh, he can bring the retaliation. There's nothing he can do or say to me that's going to change my mind. But hey, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Yes, that is very true. Very, very true. So, that was an easy question.
Okay.
Moving on to harder questions.
I'm getting nervous.
What movie do you despise the most?
Oh... Well, that's a good question. I would say the movie I hate the most would be... My friend used to work at Empire Theaters, and I remember this. His name is Andrew. And one time there was a girl... We were hanging out together, and there was a girl who was going to come over to his place.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really want to hang out with that girl, despite the fact that he had made plans with her before. Mm-hmm. And I was already over, and... He didn't really want to stop hanging out, so he said, let's go see a movie. That way all three of us can go. We don't really have to hang out with her, and we can just leave her there afterwards. And I said, all right.
Well, that's really
So he let me
plan.
Pick, and I said, let's go see Deuce Bigelow 2. I mean, how bad could it be? European Gigolo.
Oh,
the first one wasn't that bad. Let me tell you, that movie is a fucking piece of shit. That movie sucks my will to live. I was rocking back and forth to my chair. I'm never getting that time back. Just thinking about it makes me really, really, really angry. But, and like, It's unbelievable to me that people sat around a table and decided that that was a good idea. Like, yeah, let's give a lot of money to this. Let's make this movie. I think that girl with the penis nose, everyone will think that's funny. And any movie with Eddie Griffin in it, see, now I'm getting all pissed off.
You're getting
I hate
pissed
that movie
off.
So much.
I haven't seen it, and I don't plan to ever see it.
Don't ever see it. Watch it.
I made the smart decision to skip that fucking stupid-looking movie.
Oh, God. There's been a lot of bad movies in my life, but that one was completely my fault. I chose to see it.
You picked it.
I didn't pay for it.
No.
I didn't pay for it.
But you picked it.
Still chose to see it.
You picked it, and you lost 90 minutes of your life.
Ugh. Tragic. Rob Schneider. The bane of my existence. If I ever see that guy, I'm headbutting him in the nose.
You can headbutt him for me, too.
2 months. Absolutely.
Mm. Wow. That's probably a very good choice for a shit movie.
Oh, there's a lot of shit movies out there. There's a lot of shit movies.
Well, what's runner-up? Give me a runner-up.
A runner-up? Let me think of something really, really bad. Mm. Oh, man, there's so many bad movies out there. Almost every movie I see these days seems to be really bad. How about Twilight?
Don't get me started on fucking Twilight, because I'm never going to
I do not want to turn this podcast into a Twilight podcast.
No.
But that movie is a piece of shit.
That movie is my worst enemy, and I'm going to kick its fucking ass.
Yes,
I
please
fucking
do,
hate
because,
it so much.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, my girlfriend likes it, and I don't know how, but
no.
She likes it. She thinks the books are terrible, and she thinks the movie is terrible, but since that fucking dirty guy, Robert Pattinson, is in it, she likes it.
Nah, that's awful.
I don't get it. I don't really think it's any way to live, personally.
No. Yeah,
but,
I think we both just not.
I saw that movie over Christmas time. I was alone at home, and they were showing it at the theater by my house for like $2. So I was like, you know what? Why don't I just go see it?
You wasted $2 on Twilight.
Well,
that's like a crime.
I know, and I admitted it, and
I wasted $9 to see that piece of shit.
I left not even halfway through. It was truly, truly awful.
It was crap, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to hate me even more for ragging on Twilight.
Let's see, what else was bad in the last year? I thought that the new Indiana Jones was a piece of shit.
I didn't finish watching it. I have to be perfectly honest.
That's a controversial statement, because I know that some people like it, but I thought it was a piece of shit.
I don't care what other people think. I couldn't get through it. It was fucking terrible.
Oh, truly terrible. And any movie with movie at the end of it is, these days, it's just something you should avoid in general. Like, epic movie, date movie, disaster movie, those are all movies that I'm never going to...
I don't watch them.
...want to have anything to do with them.
I think
them.
I stopped
They're
at Scary Movie 1.
A Scary Movie 1 is not that bad. It's watchable, especially when
it's
you're
okay.
14, because there's a lot of boob jokes in that movie.
Yeah,
so
that was
funny.
Okay, but after that, no. I will pass.
Nope. But it's really easy to pick on bad movies, because there's an awful lot of them. An awful lot of them.
There's too many.
But, at my day job, working as manager at the video store, people are always like, hey, is this movie any good? And I'm always like, no, it's terrible.
But they still
go. And they're like, well, what about this one? Oh, that one's also terrible. How about this one? Terrible. All are terrible.
Mm.
And I feel kind of bad sometimes, but I'm not going to start lying to them just because they're stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's leave the bad movies behind, because clearly
I'm sure
they'll
come up again. I'm sure.
Well, we're getting a little just pissed off at all the bad shit movies.
That's right. That's right.
So, why not venture into my favorite kind of movie, which is a horror movie?
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
That would come as a surprise to most people.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Well, what's your favorite horror movie?
That's a good question.
All-time
that's actually a question
favorites.
I've been wondering about for a long time what my favorite horror movie is. I grew up watching Friday the 13th. That was my first ever horror series, and I think that the first one I ever saw was Friday the 13th Part 8, and I loved it, which goes to show you how young I was, because Jason on a cruise ship is generally not that well accepted these days. But yeah, I grew up watching Friday the 13th, and I grew up watching Nightmare on the Street, so I'd probably have to give those, like, I'd have to call them my favorite franchises.
Your favorite franchises.
Freddy Krueger.
To say, like, my very favorite
one
horror movie, I don't know if I can. Like, you don't know how many horror movies come across my desk every couple of weeks. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. The other day, when I got, this is a shameless self-promotion, I found out that one of my DVD quotes was on a DVD I had reviewed, and when I checked it out, I was like, hey, cool.
I saw
this movie. I barely even remember what it was because I watched so many that I barely remember it. But you know,
surely there's like one shining light that you can just say, "Oh, for today, it'll be my favorite horror movie."
I don't know. I'm a huge fan of the movie Inside that just came out a couple of years ago. Have you seen it?
No. Don't
tell me. Fantastic! It's a French film.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely brutal. My buddy Sean and I are both hardcore fans. Nothing shocks us, and we both watched it. Oh, I watch it, and then I thought to myself, holy shit, that movie was crazy. And then I went to work, and then I said to my buddy, I said, you come home with me. That's right, I asked my boy, my friend at work, to come home with me. And he came over and I showed him the movie and his jaw did not leave the floor. So I said, okay, well, if I thought this and my buddy thought this, I'll show it to Sean because he's hardcore, and it blew his mind too.
Yeah.
So anybody who hasn't heard of it, you got to track that shit down. It's directed by Alexander Bustillo and Julian Mori, and it's called Inside, and it's about a pregnant woman who is suddenly stalked in her home, and it's just crazy. It's wild. And I've watched it like 10 times. So.
Well, it looks like fantastic. I've got some more podcasting homework to do.
Yes, you do. Well, yes, absolutely. You're going to have to get back to me after you watch Inside. I recently watched a movie that I really liked called Murder. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have not seen it yet.
That's enough.
I'm adding more movies to my homework.
Yeah, that's right. You got to write this stuff down on your to-do list.
Yes,
it's
already on my to-do list, and I'm supposed to be getting a copy, but I have not received a copy. So
these days,
patiently waiting.
I tend to.
We have a bit of a lag going.
These days, I tend to gravitate towards movies that really bother me. I love a good slasher movie where people are getting ripped to pieces, but I like a movie that just disturbs me to my core and makes me want to. I like the 666 shit because I think it's interesting. That's the reason I like horror movies. I like horror movies because they can provoke an actual reaction out of you. And any movie that can provoke an emotional reaction that is somewhat original, I like it, whether it's horror or any other genre. I just find that when I was younger and more of a wiener, horror was easy to scare me. And so anything that provokes emotion, I like that. Another movie I loved, which is definitely unequivocal, one of my favorite horror movies is The Descent. Marshall's The Descent.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
I'm not going to agree with you there. And don't kill me.
Really? Really?
I'm in the minority that wasn't blown away by The Descent. Not to say that I didn't like The Descent. I just wasn't blown away by it. And I hated how it ended. And
Which ending did you see? The UK or the US?
I don't even know what the hell they release in Australia.
So what ending did you see?
Well, if people haven't seen it, I don't want to ruin the ending.
All right, don't ruin it for them.
But
okay.
I wasn't impressed with how it ended. I don't know. It had been built up so much, and I think no matter what, it was just going to fail to blow me away.
I suppose that the difference is that when I saw it, I knew nothing about it.
Yeah,
so
I saw it too late, and that really ruined it for me.
That's all right. You can agree, disagree.
Yeah.
It makes the world go round.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I think it's a good movie. It just didn't blow me away, and I wasn't masturbating over it like everyone else.
Well, I can admit that I've never actually masturbated over it, but the judge in that movie are just fantastic.
Yeah, that it. Well, I wasn't really even all that scared by that movie. Like, I don't know, the whole thing of being trapped in a cave did freak me out.
That movie that had me going, sure.
But what about something that's really, really scared you, if you can get scared anymore?
You know, not very many movies really, really scare me. Mm. When I was watching both Martyrs and Inside, I definitely had some emotional reactions to that. But I don't know if I'd call them fear so much as, like, shocking, thought-provoking, disgust. But true fear, I don't know. Like, when I saw The Ring, that movie scared the shit out of me when I was...
Which one?
Like,
the original or the
American? Yeah, The American. The American scared me.
Really?
That was a long time ago now. That was 9 years ago. I was only young. I was only, you know, let's see here. Well, not 9 years ago. Was it about in 2000?
No
way. Came out later than that.
What year?
Came out in like 2002? 2004?
I'm going to go on IMDb, and I should have already had it open because it comes in handy.
There's a plug for IMDb right there.
Yeah. Well, I mention them all the time. Okay. The U.S. The Ring was 2002.
2002?
Yes.
There you go. So that was 7 years ago. So I was only 19. I was just a wee lad.
Mm.
But it definitely got me. But
the original
other than
one
that,
scared
I don't know.
Me. I saw the original first, that scared the shit out of me, and I did not sleep. I was so scared. I was going to die in a week of watching the original.
That was great. And then
I went and bought the DVD. I hadn't really heard of it or seen anything about it. I put it in my DVD player, and I think it was like halfway through the movie I was getting really weird phone calls. I don't know
what?
Who was calling me, and it scared the shit out of me.
Nice.
And I was basically shitting myself for the next 7 days, thinking I was going to die.
I have always said that if somebody ever took the time to stage some sort of elaborate prank involving The Ring, like turning on one of my TVs at night and playing a video or whatever, I would murder them. I would never, ever, 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 ever forget them. Because I like the movies because they're movies. If people actually started fucking with me, they would see me turn into a liquid chicken shit wiener so fast. Like, when I watch shows on TV with, like, real ghosts and stuff, it scares the shit out of me. I like my ghosts to be fake. Thank you very much.
I don't know who was calling me. I don't know what the fuck was off with it, but...
By the way, it was me.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a movie that has scared us both, but...
yes, absolutely.
There we go. Anything else that's actually really scared you, or not really? Because horror movies don't actually really
I'm not
going to
say nothing scares me, because, I mean, that seems like a ridiculous and macho thing to say. I hope that there are points in every movie
I don't know. I don't actually
jump
get scared.
Anymore. To stay really, truly scared, it doesn't happen very often. Have you seen Wreck? R-A-C? You know?
No, I have not seen it.
Okay, but that's more homework for you, okay? Three great horror movies to watch. You need to watch that one. They did an American remake called Quarantine, and it was shot for shot, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
But that movie had me pretty tense. I really liked that, and you gotta watch it, because I thought it was
okay,
great.
Okay, well, there's three movies. You're giving me a lot of fucking homework.
You never should have come on. You never should have invited me.
Yeah, I know.
Got a lot of movies to watch.
What the fuck was I thinking? I've still got one movie to watch from my other podcast from a few weeks ago.
Was Steven's podcast? Fuck Steven's podcast.
It was from a podcast where I spoke with Steven, and he told me to watch Hard Boiled.
Hard Boiled.
Well,
John
actually,
Woo.
He also told me to watch the Friday the 13th remake, which I did. But yeah. I haven't been able to get a copy of Hard Boiled as of yet, so I have four movies to watch.
Yeah, you definitely got to track them down too. I highly, highly recommend them.
Yes, I will. Not a problem there. Hey, going to continue on with grilling you.
All right.
I don't think I should really ask you about the shit horror movies, because I think we all know which ones are really fucking shit.
Shit horror movies are my business. I used to think that I knew what shit horror movies were until I took a gig reviewing DVDs at Arrowhead, and I've seen more shit than you would ever believe. And I've forgotten the names of most of them, but there is some shit out there. Yes. It's a problem with horror genre, you see? And it always has been. It's the reason why so many shit horror movies exist, because people think that horror is just by nature a profitable genre, and they're right. But that doesn't mean that you should grab your video camera and some fake blood and then think that you can release a horror movie that's going to get picked up by a distributor when it looks like I shot it in my backyard. End of way.
Classic.
It's a reviewer's lament, because I feel like, as a reviewer, because they're horror, I should find something in them that's good. But if they suck, they suck. I'm sorry. They still suck, even though they're horror. Because, you know, I write for a horror-specific website. And I'm always like, well, I should give them points for trying.
Well,
but that would just make them think that their movie wasn't shit.
Well,
because it is.
You have to let your reading public know what to steer clear of.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
I do want to avoid some really bad crap, so I do rely on your fantastic reviews for that.
All right, well,
actually, one that
you know,
made me laugh a lot was your Street Fighter Chun-Li review.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking hilarious.
That movie was a piece of shit. See, I have no problems ripping apart the big budget ones, because they suck, and they're like, you know, what I say is not going to make any difference on the big budget horror movies, but, you know, like, it's when the little independent filmmaker pours all of his mom's money into his little rubber masks and stuff, and then I get sent that, and I'm always like, well, it still sucks, but I'm not trying to change the topic, because Street Fighter sucks, and Chris Klein, if I ever see you, I'm headbutting you too.
Yeah. I've heard he's horrible. Excruciatingly bad.
Charlie Nash. Ugh.
What were they thinking?
Horrible.
No, they weren't thinking. I think that's the problem.
What? How can a movie be worse than the original Street Fighter? Because I've watched the original Street Fighter probably 50 times.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
And I'll watch it again. It's got an entertainment value, but this does not.
I will watch it because it has Van Damme, and I don't care how fucking awful he's in that movie, I'll still watch it for him.
Are you a mark for Van Damme?
Yes.
I guess.
I have a sick fetish with Van Damme. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
It's alright, I guess. The muscles from Brussels.
Yes. He's like...
Unfortunately, every time I think of Van Damme, I think of that video, the YouTube video of him dancing and getting boner.
Yeah, that is the most fucking hilarious video. Oh my god.
Embarrassing.
I've watched that so many times. It is fucking classic.
The worst part is, I bet you love it.
I do. I wish I was that chick he was dancing with.
I just want that, his sunglasses.
Oh yeah.
Those are some awesome, like, opaque pink sunglasses.
But yes. Van Damme is actually especially bad in the original Street Fighter, but because it's him, I will still watch it and enjoy him.
He's American. He plays an American with the worst accent in the world.
His accent is the heaviest it has ever been in that movie.
It's horrible.
I think he must have punched out his dialect coach.
Ugh. And his one-liners are just awful.
They're bad.
Ugh. It's just terrible. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to hate the movie, then I liked it again, then I hated it again. I've got a love-hate relationship with the original Street Fighter. But I can appreciate it for what it is, and just a piece of shit that I can fucking laugh my ass off at.
I laugh every time, he says... I'm gonna kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is gonna feel it. love it.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it.
Too good.
The super podcast.
That movie's gotten way more
airtime
than it deserves. But it's better than the new one.
Yes. I don't know if I want to see the new one, but hey, you watched it and you provided me with an entertaining review, so I can't complain. And you shouldn't be complaining.
If you've learned to stay away, then it's great.
Yes. So. Moving on from a fucking Street Fighter.
Please.
What about... Well, I guess there's like... I mean, with Street Fighter, it's a game turned into a movie. And those are generally pretty shit.
You're right.
But what about ones that you actually consider to be good? Like video game adaptations?
That's a good question.
Well, I can chime in. My favorite's Mortal Kombat.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat might be the only one
that
is good.
The way to go. That was an amazing event for me as, I don't know, was I 11 or 12 when it came out?
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. Yeah,
I was like 14 years old. Mortal Kombat 2 remains arguably my favorite video game of all time, possibly.
Yeah.
And likely the game I've played the most.
Me too.
You know, no doubt about it, I think. But let's get this straight. It's not a good movie, but it is a decent fan service, you know, series. It's not insulting and horrible and an abomination, and you know where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like the horrible, horrible, horrible sequel.
Yes. I don't really want to think about that movie as I kind of did watch it recently.
Yeah.
And I was actually listening to you and your good buddy fucking trashed the movie.
Oh, we gave it the proper treatment.
Yeah.
From what I understand, of course, this is the obligatory Reefer Badness plug. Which is a side project that I help my buddy Sean with, lethalentertainment.net. And, it's basically, we started it off as a joke, kind of to kind of tear bad movies new assholes. And from what I understand, he might be on the way, so I don't want to tear it all apart, but I don't want to give it all away. But I guess we started to just shit on bad movies, and then we started with video game movie, and then we've done like 3 video game movies ever since. So Sean's like, man, we gotta do something that isn't a video game movie. But there's so many bad ones out there.
Yes.
Who did Mario Brothers?
Yeah, that was pretty fucking hilarious. But Mortal Kombat 2, rather, was pretty good. It made the movie watchable just to hear you guys fucking tear the shit out of that motherfucker.
Well, if anybody is listening and you're actually, you're hypnotized by the sound of my wonderful voice and you want to hear me shit on other bad movies, if you're going to dare to watch Me for Badness, not that I don't recommend it, because we've got some good stuff down, but if you're going to watch it, watch Mortal Kombat 2 or Super Mario Brothers, because those are the first two that we've kind of worked the bugs out with. The other ones, the quality is just terrible, but I think we might have to redo Superman 4, because that movie is so awful that everyone needs to know about it.
I think everybody already does know how excruciating Superman 4 is.
It's awful. It's so awful. Within like the first 5 minutes of the movie, someone's prop head gets completely knocked off and flown into space. Like, it's terrible. It's unwatchable.
I own Superman 4, but I got it in my Ultimate Superman movie pack, or whatever the fuck it was called.
I hope that it cost you less to own that.
I wasn't getting the set to own that film. I was getting the set to own some of the other Superman movies.
I'm trying to go back to your original question and think of other video game movies that aren't terrible.
Well, Mortal Kombat is the best many. One.
What's your opinion of the Resident Evil series?
I liked the first one, but I didn't really play the games all that much. I just thought it was just an entertaining, stupid movie, and I like Mila, so that was a bonus. I didn't make it through part two. It was excruciating, and it is on my worst movies of all time list.
Wow!
And I didn't watch the third one.
The second one is terrible. It ruined the series. The third one is actually better than the second one, but still bad. So you haven't missed much.
Well, I didn't know if I really wanted to venture into the third one because I hated the second one so much.
Thank you!
Deep underground, in a top secret research lab, security has been breached. A deadly virus, capable of contaminating the entire world, has been released by Umbrella Corporation.
Oh my god.
We have to get out of this building!
What was that?
It's the break!
Okay,
you're here to help.
Now,
an
elite team has been sent in to stop it.
Right now, still written in homicidal.
Who's the Red Queen?
State of the art, artificial intelligence.
The corporation's keeping a few secrets down here. Something you're not supposed to see.
But they have only 3 hours left before it begins infecting and mutating the whole human race.
Everyone stay calm.
What's that?
Creepy, man! She took a chunk clean right out of me!
You have to get out.
Don't listen to anything she says. She's a holographic representation of the Red Queen.
She may be on the way out of here.
Go! Oh, God!
How is she still standing?
She isn't standing now.
No one is immune. Residents immune.
You're all going to die down here.